Mortgage rates are at a 50-year low. Why? From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Construction of U.S. homes jumped 17.3% in June as some states reopened, still lower than last year's pace. But mortgage rates are at a 50-year low, less than 3% for a 30-year fixed mortgage. This is not just about people with homes. This affects the whole economy. Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial and joins us Fridays. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Sabri.
The rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage fell below 3% this week for the first time in 50 years. First, why are mortgage rates so low?
They're low partly because interest rates in general are low, but they're also low because the Fed has been buying mortgage-backed securities pretty aggressively. And what that does is it drives the price of those bonds up, and that drives the interest rate down. And that interest rate savings is passed on to mortgage borrowers.
Is there a broader economic significance to low mortgage rates other than, oh, okay, it's easier to refinance or buy?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an indication of the Fed's determination to make sure households support the economy. And the logic behind that is that it's going to take a year or so for corporate finances to be in a place where companies can invest again. That means they really won't be contributing to economic growth for a while. As a result, if we're going to have a sustained economic recovery, we need housing investment and we need consumption. And the Fed is doing its part to support that by making sure those mortgage rates stay low.
Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial, thank you as always.
Thank you, Sabri.
Let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average this morning is up 37 points. That is a tenth of a percent. The S&P 500 is up less than 0.2%. The NASDAQ is down 0.1%. And the 10-year Treasury yield is creeping on up this morning. It's at 0.62%. British Airways has said it's going to retire its entire fleet of Boeing 747 jumbo jets immediately. British Airways was the world's largest operator of the planes, and no surprise, the move follows a collapse in the air travel market since the pandemic. More details from the BBC's business correspondent, Rob Young.
The Boeing 747 has been flying for half a century. With its distinctive hump at the front, the jumbo jet became an icon of long-haul travel. Demand for aviation has plunged since the beginning of the coronavirus outbreak. So British Airways, which has 31 747s, has said it's retiring its fleet immediately. They were originally due to be grounded in 2024. BA has said it will operate more flights on modern, fuel-efficient aircraft. Airlines, including British Airways, are also planning to cut thousands of jobs.
That was Rob Young with our editorial partner, the BBC. Boeing is currently trading down just barely. British Airways parent company IAG stock is down 3%. And some less gloomy news from the airline industry. United, which had warned 36,000 of its employees a little more than a week ago that layoffs may come in the fall, has reached an agreement with its pilots union to reduce involuntary furloughs, for pilots at least. The plan includes an early retirement deal and voluntary reductions of hours and leaves of absence where pilots get to keep their health benefits.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Tourism is a major industry for a lot of mountain towns out west. It's a significant part of the economy in Lake City, Colorado. The town's population explodes every year during the summer, from 400 people to several thousand. KVNF's Laura Palmisano reports on what's different this year for the town as it tries to welcome tourists during a pandemic.
Tracy Langtree owns Cabin Fever Mercantile, a small gift shop in downtown Lake City. She says last summer they faced potential flooding. Now it's COVID-19. Despite this, Langtree says business is good.
People are peering in the windows and the doors, and they want to shop.
Her in-store and online sales are up by 50% compared to the same time last year. Langtree sells handmade soap, candles, incense, and even hand sanitizer that continues to sell out. A block away from Langtree's gift shop is Southern Vittles, a local restaurant. William Elkins is the owner. As the name indicates, the restaurant has food such as hush puppies, chicken fried steak, and a lot of barbecue. He says the restaurant is busy, but is facing other challenges.
The supply chains are suffering big time. We've seen shortages in everything from our dry goods to actually just being able to get the proteins that we need.
Servers must wear face masks, and the restaurant is required to keep indoor seating at 50% capacity and tables indoors and outside 6 feet apart. Elkin says most of the people who come to dine are from out of town. Katrina Menzies is the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce in Lake City. She tells visitors they are welcome, but she also tells them,
be respectful of our locals and our local businesses, and if you're asked to wear a mask, wear a mask.
Menzies says there's no question that Lake City and other mountain towns depend on tourism. The Colorado Tourism Office estimates visitors spent more than $16 million in the community last year. But the spread of COVID-19 is a real threat.
There's the possibility somebody you know might get sick, if not yourself. And that is scary.
One visitor who came back is Sean Peters from Tulsa, Oklahoma. She owns a second home in Lake City.
I know there's people that live here year-round, and they're counting on us to come and spend money.
And she says she feels safer from COVID-19 here than back home in Tulsa. In Lake City, Colorado, I'm Laura Palmisano for Marketplace.
The Marketplace Morning Report wants to know, did the pre-COVID economy fail some members of your family while rewarding others? We'd love to hear from you. You can email us, morningreport@marketplace.org. I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.